Have you ever wanted to meet like-minded fitness enthusiasts online, but then wanted to actually meet them face-to-face? Crunk is a new app with the purpose of connecting fitness goers directly based on location and interest, and actually connects them in real life instead of behind the scenes, behind a screen even. To speak with us about the future of fitness social networking, we have founder Adrian Hunter on the line. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Tom.
How did the idea of Crunk come up?
It was actually Toby Quinn who actually came up with the idea. I sort of worked with Toby on the project, but he travels a fair bit, and I think he was looking at, you know, if going to a new destination while on holidays, and you know, you've got your mountain bike and you want to do some exercise, or you want to go for a cycle with a local cycle group, was just trying to, you know, find or speak to people that we could actually connect and you could get involved with a cycle club even while being on holidays. So he came up with the idea of building and designing an app that allowed you to, you know, locationally base yourself in any destination that you go throughout Australia, and whatever sport that you're interested in, whatever age you're interested in, your gender, everything else, would tie you up to other like-minded people of the same sort of ability within that area. And you can connect with them and then, you know, find out where the best places to ride are, ride with people of the same sort of like-minded and same sort of ability.
Do you think it came from a personal experience, like struggling to find a fitness partner?
I don't think you ever found probably an issue to find a fitness partner. I think it was just more because he's quite active in the, I guess, in that, you know, even with gyms and all the rest of it, like with your CrossFit and all the rest of it, finding places, especially when you go to somewhere new, it's very hard to probably find your own little niche and somewhere that you know, you don't feel out of place and within your own ability as well.
Are there any sort of like dangers for people who work out on their own, or is it safer to have a partner?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I think, you know, especially for women, you know, if you're looking at, you know, mountain climbing, or you're looking at even, you know, casual run or whatever that it might be, especially early mornings, late in the evenings, I think, you know, the app like this does make it a hell of a lot safer for people out there. You know, and it gives you a bit of company. And I think when you always got somebody, you're able to push yourself just that little bit harder as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think having someone next to you who can, say you're at the gym, who can even spot you and help you lift certain weights, it's much easier.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
You mentioned women there before. What about at the gym? Do you think it's good for them to maybe even just be safer, feel safer around like males who might be pervy or...
Yeah, I think so. And you look, it is specifically designed, I would say, probably 80 to 90%. Outside of a gym, not that it's not inside of a gym, but I think that people, you know, necessarily, you know, they have their own gyms, their own areas, their own sort of places that they go. And I think a lot of people on holidays, not necessarily probably going to go to, they might go to a hotel gym, or they might go to something that they can locally have. But I mean, the app is, you know, over a numerous amount of sports, from mountain biking to skydiving to scuba diving to all these different places. So it gives you a network of people that can connect you with the best scuba place or the best mountain bike place or whatever. Even if they're not riding with you, they can give you suggestions. So the app will locate different run clubs, different, you know, fitness outlets, what your interests are, and it will geotag your interests, like sort of, I guess, a Facebook would do, is give you sort of that area and that sort of space.
Have you found people have sort of become friends through this rather than just workout buddies fitness friends?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of people that move to, you know, a new area like the Gold Coast, Brisbane, whatever, and they're in a metro area and are looking, it's very hard to meet, I think, new people in today, unless you're, you know, socially going to a pub or whatever. But when it comes to exercise, if you've got the same interests, the same passions, I think you're going to have a lot in common and, you know, get a good friendship out of a lot of these places as well.
And how long has the app been running for?
It's been running for over 16 months now.
Okay.
It's doing really well. You know, people are definitely, you know, embracing it. And we see a lot of comments and a lot of people that, you know, have found it extremely helpful when traveling in a lot of different areas. So, yeah, no, it's the response has been awesome. But as all things, you know, it takes a little while for, I think, you to generate that, you know, that mass amount of volume, you know, when it comes to, you know, new apps and new ideas as well.
Yeah, great. And the app is obviously available in the App Store?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Google Plus and the App Store. You can download it, and then you just put in your interest, your age, you put in your advanced level of each one of those sports, and then it will help you find I guess, socially like-minded people and sporting active people within that area or within your area, and link you up with those people.
Great. I think it's a fantastic idea, Adrian. Thank you so much for your time.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Dov.
Thank you. Take care. And all the best.
You,
thanks. Crunk has just been launched with major partnership with global fitness giant Zoo, and the app is widely available for users worldwide.